going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
And it's not like he's giving you the college perspective on this. This is a guy that played in the NFL for 10 years. He gets it. He understands it. So if you need a reason to kind of feel a little bit better about this, because you're kind of, I don't have any problem with going, man, I can't believe they went defense. I can't believe it. The offense was so bad last year. How in the world could they go defense? Now,
I'll tell you how.
Here's their chance to figure out the offense because they have all these picks now. And, I mean, they could really, really, really help out the offense tonight within three picks, 33 and 36. Let's go.
Can I add this to that?
Sure.
2 years ago, they won how many games?
11-ish.
Made the playoffs, didn't they?
Yeah.
How'd they do that?
Offense?
No.
With defense? I'm just laughing.
They had a really good defense,
yeah,
didn't they?
Did. Yeah, they did.
And that's how they made the playoffs. Well, what are they trying to get back to? Their defense wasn't as good last year.
No.
And they're trying to get back to that, apparently. And guess what? I get it. So do you.
Are we expecting, if they don't trade again to start the draft tonight, are we expecting a running back with one of these first two picks? Running back and what? Wide receiver? Sounds good to me.
If you want me to put some money on it, I'd put money on this. Right now, and let's just assume they stay there.
And by the way, I'm not in a hurry for a quarterback right now. With these next two picks.
Right now, they have four picks in the second and third round. So tonight they have four draft picks. I would bet on wide receiver, running back, offensive lineman being three of the four picks. And if you wanted to throw something else in there, maybe if they don't go with one of those three positions, quarterback. I still have a feeling about Jalen Milroe. And Andy, supposedly such a great running quarterback. If you watch tape of him, he's unbelievable running the football. He really is. And his arm is through the roof. And his accuracy is in the sewer. So he would be a project. But man, can he run. Man, can he throw. And man, he has no idea where it's going. Or at least he doesn't put it in the right spot. That's the kind of guy you bring in, you develop, and you play Kenny Pickens or Joe Flacco. And then you see what you have with Jalen Milroe. The one thing I think we all need to understand, at least I feel this way, You picked up a first-round draft choice for next year, correct?
Correct.
There's no guarantee that quarterback class, though it's considered much better,
today
will produce the guy you need at the time you need him. In other words, when you're on the clock. Can you move up and get him? Maybe. But if you have a chance to take a guy, let's just say they're really high on Milroe or Shuck or Sanders, and you have a chance to get him, well, why wouldn't you bring him in? We've seen other teams have more than one good young quarterback, and they fight it out, and they figure out who's going to be the quarterback, and then they trade the other guy. There's nothing wrong. I mean, wouldn't it be nice to have too many good quarterbacks?
Yes.
When's the last time we ever had that? Been a while.
Have you ever looked, NFL Draft Buzz does a really, really good job of just kind of ranking these. It's not even, it's the way they lay it out. And then they come up with ratings, their ratings for the quarterback situation. So let me put this in perspective for you. For this year, Cam Ward, the number one overall selection, was an 89.4. 89.4 and became the number one pick in the draft last night. If you want to find an 89.4 in next year's draft, according to NFL Draft Buzz, that lands you Drew Aller. Arch Manning is a 93.5.
And by the way, Arch,
Nico Amoliva
Arch hasn't played yet really in college football.
Nope.
And next year is not the only year of eligibility he has. He sure doesn't have to come out. So just and then, keep that in mind.
And then the kid from Tennessee that's going to USC is number two. And he's ranked 90.
Amalieva.
Yeah, and he's got a 90 ranking. So if you want to look at it that way, the guy that was number one, which makes me wonder, Jeff, I know we talked about this, and I think Drew Aller did the right thing by staying at Penn State.
Yeah, but he might have been off the board already.
Would Drew Aller have been number one this year in the draft?
Would he have been number two ahead of Jackson Dart?
If you just want to go by this ranking alone, yeah, his ranking is the same as the guy that went number one overall.
Yeah.
So
you never know.
Phone lines are packed. Again, is a slight advantage for Love It, Hate It, and Let's See. The slight advantage goes to Love It right now.
Oh, there you go.
Let's See is in second, and Hate It is right behind Let's See, but only by one vote. So will you make a difference in this? Let me see who's been waiting the longest. Let's go to Greg in Hudson. Hi, Greg. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, what's up, Greg?
Oh, I love it. I think
love
it's
it.
A great trade. Yes, okay. Love it. And the thing I don't understand why people do not love it is the guy we're getting in Mason Graham has just as much of a chance of going to the Hall of Fame as Hunter does, in my view. And I equate Mason Graham as getting Joe Thomas, like we did years ago.
Yeah, you heard what John Jansen just said, 10 years.
I didn't have to hear that. I knew that, okay? He's that good of a player, and people don't realize that, okay? Mm-hmm. And you're putting with Myles Garrett in that front four. You got Hall from last year, who's a young dude, and you got the two young ends on the other side. The thing they need to do with one of these picks, and I have to disagree with you on this, this team lacks a linebacker, a guy who can, you know, clean up the mess that the other guys went through. They don't have, you know, when with JOK's, question mark.
Hey, at least he walked back in the building last week. That was the best video we saw all offseason.
Personally, I don't think he's ever going to play again. I'm sad to say.
They were pretty excited when he walked back in yesterday. Go ahead, sir.
So would I. I'm glad he's walking too, but that's different from playing football. Okay.
Okay.
But I just think that they need to get a linebacker in one of these picks, these next four picks, that can, like, you know, take over the defense, you know, quarterback it, get everybody in, you know, just be in tune with everything. They got good DBs, not a good front four. That would be the icing on the cake. And then the rest of this draft, just build your lineup, your offensive line, you know, get your skilled players, and, you know, set the table for next year and go after quarterback.
Greg, I'll buy what you're saying about the linebacker. It's just that 15.2 points per game is still killing me. So they need some help on offense first. Thank you.
I'll bet they get a linebacker, but I'll bet it's not tonight.
D is in Cleveland. Hey, D.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, love it, hate it. Let's see.
You know what? I got a strong case of hate it with a little bit of let's see.
Oh, you got
They have shots for that.
No, they don't. You just got to put a little mixer in there. You'll be good.
Yo, I hate the fact that we traded down. One thing that I constantly heard about this Watson trade is how many draft picks we miss. And then as soon as we get a draft pick to take a Hall of Famer, blue chipper, we trade down and don't take him. I do like Mason. I'm not mad at that pick at all. But also, on this morning on your show and on ESPN, so I've heard a panel of Steelers fans, and I just heard a Michigan man say how much they liked it, which lets me know that's not good for us. they have no reason to want us to do anything good.
D, what do you want tonight at 33? Give me a position. I don't even have to give me a player.
I think at 33 we go Gentry.
Henderson.
Sanders, excuse me. Henderson at 36. I would like to see us take Sanders and Henderson.
All right.
And work everything out from there.
D, thank you. Appreciate it. Let's keep rolling through some of these phone calls. I know folks have been waiting a long time. Dennis is in Fairview. Hi, Dennis.
Dennis.
Hey. Love it.
Love it.
First of all, I didn't want anything to do with Temu Primetime.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
But even more than that, Sonny Weaver got on the phone and took advantage of the young GM in Jacksonville. And now he's going to turn to his coach and ask him which running back he wants.
Why? Because he can, right?
Yep. No, I mean, we moved back three spots. It's not like we dropped from 2 to 30 or something like that. You got a guy that, outside of Cleveland, who people have been hypnotized into Hunter, you know, it was obviously a top five pick. We got it five. And you picked up another pick tonight that you're going to use, and you picked up a first-round pick next year. And the thing is, everybody keeps talking about, oh, they've done this before, they've done this before, and the Browns draft record and everything like that. But let's be honest. Since this group has been here, they've had two first-round draft picks because they traded away all of them for swinging for the fences when they went for Watson and when they went for OBJ. Granted, they whiffed down the left tackle. Yeah, absolutely. And you got the guy last night. But really, they've had, I'm sorry, no, and Greg Newsome. So you've had a single, a strikeout, and, you know, we'll see what happens. But that's all you've had in the first round with this group. You can't hold this group responsible for Ray Farmer.
Gotcha. No, you're right, Dennis.
Never even bet for.
All right, Dennis, have a great weekend. Appreciate you. We'll come back. We'll put a ball on the show. I'll give you the final score on this. Love it, hate it. Let's see. If you're still online, I'm going to give you a chance to vote. So hang tight. We're coming back. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan, 216-474-0092.